Demand the best from your superiors. That's right. This is the Walking Leader Podcast. I am your host, David Guerra, and this is episode number 34. We're going to talk about Great to Follow's rule number 12. Just like your superior, boss and boss's boss will hold you accountable, you have every right to and expectation to demand the best from them. They hired you because you were the best candidate for the job. You joined the organization or wanted to join the company because it was and is the best fit for you. It was quid pro quo in its purest form. They did it for you and you did it for them. You work for the company and the company pays you. However, they also expect you to do your best. That's why you should also expect nothing but the best from your superiors. See, it's like this. If you want to continue working at the place, well, at the place you like, then you know that you will be expected to do the very best job that you can. If you like what you're doing and where you are working, then it is safe to say that you are wanting to stay where you work. Then again, they want you to stay in a position of giving them more than they give you. But, that's okay. But think about this. The company does what it can. It gives you a paycheck. It gives you bonuses and perks when and whenever they can. Well, I hope so. Now, there are organizations that cannot give bonuses, but they do give some leniency when it comes to taking time off, calling in sick, and so on. See, the company is trading one type of benefit for another. In tough economic times, the organization must do with what it can with what little it does have. So where does demanding the best from your superiors come in? Well, after all, they are being flexible, and they are giving you a paycheck. Surely, what more can they offer you? What they can offer you is keeping you informed by keeping you in the loop. They can also show you support and have your back when things don't go the way they were supposed to. See, your superiors, supervisors, and company top management can also do something that is a little extra special. They can mentor you. Whether you've already found a mentor, as mentioned in rule number 8, or not. It's strictly up, it just depends. But again, it doesn't matter. More mentors is good. See, mentoring is a powerful personal development and empowerment tool. It's an effective way of helping people to progress in their careers and is becoming increasingly popular as its potential is realized. It is a partnership between two people, a mentor and mentee, normally working in a similar field or showing or sharing similar experiences. It is a helpful relationship based upon mutual trust and respect. Now that comes from Mentor Set. That's their quote, and I firmly believe that. It's right on the money, spot on. Now, ideally, you would want your immediate supervisor to be your mentor. However, some organizations have mentors that are from other departments or higher up in the corporate ladder. This creates a broad-based level of training and guidance. It also helps create a well-rounded individual. Any organization is greatly enhanced by having well-versed individuals on the company payroll. The company, see, instantly becomes better. The managers become better leaders. The employees become rooted in the corporate culture. And that means that you will like where you work because someone took the time to show you and give you the best that they could offer. A word of warning, if you are in a position that has you taking more and more and giving less or delivering the minimum required that the company allows, guess what? You are wrong. Doing more will go a long way towards your superiors giving you more. Thus, you won't have to demand as much as it is already being given. However, do not get greedy. It is fine to demand more from your company, but by the same time, do not demand too much. When you demand too much, you will come off as not satisfied with the company and the job you're doing. You will also give off the appearance that you are cocky and the company can't live without you. Well, guess what? It was living before you and it will continue to exist long after your departure. So keep your demands in check. Folks, it's real simple. Hold them accountable because they're going to hold you accountable. But by the same token, don't put yourself in a position that you're holding them accountable, but you're not holding yourself accountable. They're going to look at this and they're going to say, well, who does he think he is? Look at him. He's delivering the minimum. She's not performing, but yet she's quick to criticize us. See, the company, as I mentioned, has been there longer than you will have be there. And, unless you're a founding member, but even then, you know your expectations. If you were on the ground floor of the company, then you know what was going on at the moment it started, at its inception. Don't think for one minute that you're not going to get held accountable. I mentioned that before, you will be held accountable. But when you're being held accountable, hey, let them know. I'm only doing as you do, even though you say to do as you say and not as you do. Think about that. Now, by the same token, they're going to throw it right back at you. So be ready. Do your job. Excel at your job. Do more than you're being asked to do. And then once you're there, then you can start holding others accountable, because you know what? It's going to be expected. Listen, this is episode 34. I am David Garrett. Thank you for listening to the Walking Leader Podcast. Until next time, thank you. Stay safe. Talk to you soon.